Mr. Jackson, where were you exactly, and what did you experience?
I was in the front row, like the second row from the very first row, on the left side of the theater. And as the movie was going on, we were just sitting there watching the movie, and you hear like a little ruckus on the right side of the theater, right by the front row where the emergency exit doors are. And you see a black figure come in, he's in all black with a black mask on. Come in, he throws like a tear gas bomb. Everybody thinks it's like an act or like it's just part of the movie. And then he brings out like his little rifle and starts shooting. And you see it's real because you can see the fire and you hear everybody in panic. And I just ducked down and ran out. And as I was running out, like the tear gas, it was like stinging my eyes and you just hear everybody in a panic.
This is happening in Theater 9, we're told, right? That's where you were?
Yes, Theater 9.
And you see this gentleman, he comes in, you said, the emergency exit. So a door down there by the screen, actually, is where this person
Yes,
entered.
right by the screen on the right side of the theater. I was sitting on the left side, so I was just thanking God that I wasn't on the right side.
How did people get out of there?
Well, they got out through the, like, where you come in on the left side. Like, that's how I got out. I didn't see how everybody else got out. I was told that people, like, most of the people on the right side really didn't make it out, or they're just hiding behind some of the chairs in there.
Was there panic, or did people manage to remain calm?
No, there's definitely panic because when I was running out, I still heard the gunman shooting.
You got out of there, and the gunfire was continuing. So, a very large number of gunshots, which would match
Right,
the idea of
right. And it
14
was a
dead and
full
50
theater
wounded.
because it was the premiere of The Dark Knight. The
People must have been completely, there could have been no warning of this, no expectation of anything remotely like this.
No, not at all. Most of the people, like me, thought it was an act and part of the movie. We thought some of the people that worked at the theater coming in throwing up an act or something. But when we figured out that it was real gunshots, and you see the tear gas, and you feel it like burning your eyes, and you couldn't breathe, like.
And at what point did people realize that they were then safe? At what point was it clear the suspect was in custody?
Actually, the suspect, it was like an hour before I figured out that the suspect was clear because they had shut down the whole parking lot. They wasn't letting nobody leave. And they were like just asking, like the police were just questioning everybody. Like they wouldn't let nobody leave.
Mr. Jackson, thanks very much for your information. I appreciate it. Glad you're safe.
All right, thank you.